Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. A grisly new murder video from ISIS and new pressure on President Obama to step up action against the terror group. Let's get started. Once again, the butchers known as ISIS have put out a video claiming to show the murder of an American captive. Once again, a family here is devastated. Once again, an American president en route tonight to perhaps the most important global moment of his presidency, with Eastern Europe on the brink, is challenged directly and personally, challenged by a knife-wielding thug. And just as in the killing of journalist Jim Foley last month, a new video apparently showing journalist Stephen Sotloff features that same masked man with a British accent carrying out an ugly ritual in the name of God and retribution. "I'm back, Obama," says the killer. Tonight, what President Obama is doing about it and doing about ISIS, there was a new airstrike, the 124th so far. Also, the people in both parties saying that despite that airstrike and advisors in Iraq, despite coalition building in the region and counterterrorism at home, the president is not doing enough. We'll pay close attention as well to Stephen Sotloff himself, just 31 years old from South Florida, who lost his life so early in a career built on bringing the world into our lives so we could better understand it, as hard as that can be at times like this. A very full night, starting with Jim Sciutto on the video and the new airstrike. So, Jim, I know you watched the video today. I did not. I just chose not to look at it. You said one of the things that stood out was how calm Stephen Sotloff was.
He was throughout uttering that statement, almost certainly under duress, which he must have had a very good idea might be his last words. But even up to the chilling moment when the knife went to his throat, he was calm, he was stern-faced, and I don't know what combination of just steely nerves and mental preparation makes that possible, but I saw that in that video. And you know, Anderson, I made the same decision you did with the Jim Foley tape. I've seen a lot of these, as I know you have as well, and we know their intention is to scare and terrorize people. So often you wonder why, you know, allow yourself to be terrorized as well. But I'm glad I watched this, in part because that demonstration of strength that I saw from Stephen Sotloff.
This video is really presented as a direct challenge to President Obama.
No question. One, of course, they killed an American, so that's a direct challenge to the president, to the American people. But also its title. It's called The Second Message to America, the first being, of course, the beheading video of Jim Foley. But also the killer, who we believe, or at least looks like the same killer, the same executioner as in the Foley video, even says, he addresses Obama directly. He says, "Obama, I am back," and threatening the U.S. and U.S. interests as a result of the airstrikes that President Obama has ordered against ISIS.
Now, do you know, in the first video, there may have actually been two different people here, the person who actually addressed the camera and then the person who actually killed Jim Foley appeared somewhat larger and appeared to have a different knife than in the other video. Is there the same editing in this video?
It's hard to tell. There's certainly editing. And even like the first video, it's interesting. They edit out the most gruesome part. They don't show the actual beheading. They show the run-up to it, and then they show the aftermath. They don't, in both the Foley and the Sotloff video, That's the case. But because of that editing, and this is one reason why U.S. officials are reserving judgment before they call this credible, is because there are so many places here where things could have been messed around with.
And airstrikes continue today in Iraq.
They did, as you mentioned, more than 120 now. The target tonight, ISIS vehicles, again around the Mosul Dam, which has been a key battleground there, a key piece of infrastructure in the country. Inside Iraq, though, not inside Syria. And, of course, that's the decision the president has to make now. But U.S. officials certainly showing that a beheading like this is not going to change their decision-making, at least to this point, on airstrikes against ISIS in Iraq.